Radio.
I've just met Blood Red Shoes at the Brighton Electric Studios, which holds a lot of memories for you guys, I imagine. It's where you started. Were you there when you started out? Did you always practice there?
Yeah, I had like a share of a rehearsal space with my old band. And so when we started a band, we used the same place. And then gradually we just took it over. Like, we shared it with other people. Eventually, when we had more money, we just bought everybody out of their share of the room, and then it's completely ours now. So we've had it for a long time, so which is why we're kind of itchy to find somewhere else to go, actually.
Really? You're looking to move?
Well, I think we'll always keep the room because it's a great location, and I don't know, we're quite really friendly with everyone that works there, and it's good to have all our gear there. But I think we've written 3 records in Brighton Electric, so yeah, we definitely want to go somewhere just for like a different scenery, just for inspiration, really.
Now, it must be quite a weird time for you guys, because at the moment you're kind of at a stage where you've, in the last year, you've actually sort of taken quite a big step, I've noticed, in that you've gone and done sort of gigs in different places, and you've just been to Russia and then Australia and then back here. So not only is it kind of slightly weird in that you've gone from winter to the height of summer and back to like literally -2 or whatever it is here, but you've experienced a lot of new things. Do you see that kind of opportunity as sort of a reward for how well you're doing as a band?
Yeah, I do. I see, like, for me, that's, I can't imagine being in a band that would only tour like in England or something. It'd be really boring. Whenever we play a new place, that's always the thing that I get really excited about. If we've got like a tour that's 2 months long, but there's 3 places we've never been, those are the 3 that I'll look forward to the most. And that's the bit, for me, that's the really exciting thing. And it is really rewarding. Even if you go and play to like 20 people or something, like just going somewhere different, different experience and having a different feel and there being different people there is always like a really satisfying thing.
I mean, like, touring extensively is something that I've always sort of thought is the essence of your band, really. You're not the kind of band that plays 5 gigs in central England and everyone has to travel.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've exhausted the UK now and you're sort of looking to go further abroad and sort of try new things and obviously get opportunities to play in different places?
I don't know if you've exhausted the UK or not. A lot of the places that we play, we're not actually actively searching. We just get invited. I don't know what it is about our band, but somehow we always get invited to places that everyone else is like, how the hell are you playing in Indonesia? And we're like, I don't know. Like, we don't have anybody that's working for us that we're like phoning them up going, right, find us some countries that only 7 other bands have ever been to.
I think early on we made a real effort to get out of the UK. I mean, really, really early on in our first year of our band touring, you know, we went to Europe. And we've been sort of working everywhere, the same as the UK, you know, putting in the work. And then I think it's become more of a universal thing. And I do think that our music is kind of universal. I feel like a lot of people relate to our songs in whatever, you know, environment they're in. I mean, people that we meet.
It translates, for whatever reason, it does translate quite well over in other countries. And you see some bands where they're huge in England or whatever, but outside of England, people just can't really connect to it. And we're not huge really anywhere, but we find that there's a certain audience pretty much any country that we've been to.
I tell you what, Portugal has always been a great place for us. And we haven't got to go there this record, but it was one of the real kind of like places that we went that we really didn't expect there to be such a sort of fan base for us, but there is, and people go really wild and like really want us to, you know, play there. I didn't realize what a big music scene there was in Portugal. There really is, and there's a lot of, you know, support for us there, so that was one of the places. Anyway,
what I mean, is there a place where you're absolutely astounded at how big you are that you never knew about, and obviously you get there and it's sort of like, hang on a minute?
I think that was a bit like, there's a couple of places. Brazil,
oh,
where we
yeah,
went there.
Brazil.
And Indonesia, we had people kind of treating us a bit like we were the Beatles there.
Yeah, it was like being John Lennon for a week. Like, people found the hotel we were staying in and waited in the lobby to get stuff signed, which has happened to us before, not very much. But in Indonesia, they waited and then they came back every day. And they just kept coming back. And we were like, we've already taken photos of you. And they just kept coming back, so they couldn't believe that we were like, would just be walking around without like security around us or something. It was, yeah, that was mental.
Japan's a bit like that as well, but Indonesia was a complete shocker because we just had no idea.
And Brazil was insane because they were really screamy as well. So it was like, we went out into the audience to meet people and they wouldn't let us sell merch for some reason. So we just took out all the merch we had and just gave it away. And people were like screaming. And at one point, I've just remembered, I got handed a baby to take a photo with. It was like, take a photo with my baby. I was like, I feel like Obama on a presidential campaign.
With the new record, something I've noticed is it definitely points in a new direction, and possibly, from what I've noticed, a direction that you're actually more comfortable with. It seems that this is the kind of band you maybe always wanted to be in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know, really. I think we always really don't know what we are, but I think, yeah, we've been able to kind of do stuff that we didn't know how to do before. But I think it's just, this is like the more of a raw side of us, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think the EP is definitely one side of us.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting better at also getting across what we want in a recording environment as well. I think that's a lot of it. Like the last album and this EP, I think we've managed to get down things that we were trying to from the start that we just never really figured out how to get it across, or how to write it properly, or how to do it as a two-piece, when a lot of the music that had inspired us to try certain things was like five people in a band, or, I don't know, Godspeed You Black Emperor or something, or, you know, like cinematic sounding music that we were like, how do we try and be cinematic with two people? And we tried to do that on In Time to Voices, and then we tried to be as heavy as possible on this new EP with only two people. And
yeah, and it's all a learning experience, you know. We're still kind of learning as we go along, but yeah, I don't know, it's cool. We wanted to get more of our live kind of sound across an EP, just, and we did it really fast, and it was just, I don't know, off the cuff, just something we thought, yeah, let's put it out. It was quite spontaneous, basically. Yeah.
It's one of those things where I think that people say that if you try and do something and you instinctively try and like do that, you'll never do it, and it'll just come to you when you least expect it. Was it recorded on tour?
It was. It was recorded in America. In Dallas, and it was like the end of our sort of tour.
Yeah, we had like 3 days in between finishing the US tour and starting the UK tour. So instead of going home like a normal person would and sleeping, we went to a studio and spent 3 days, finished writing up the songs, finished the lyrics, did the takes really fast, threw a couple of overdubs on and some tambourine and went, cool, let's put it out.
To be honest, we wanted to be less perfectionist because I think we kind of were really perfectionist on our last record, and it kind of made us a bit insane. And even though, you know, I'm happy with our last record, I think we just needed to do it to know that we can just be less precious about something.
We probably spent more time recording our demos than we did recording this EP, and there's something about that, the looseness of it and the spontaneity of it and the kind of roughness of it, that I think I don't think we've ever quite got on a recording ever. That's in there that I think is what we are live, that I think a lot of people like about what we're like live.
Looking back at the big gig at Shepherd's Bush Empire next week, it's the biggest headline gig you've done, but you've obviously done sort of shows that are big sort of stages, like Reading, for example.
Yeah,
Reading and Leeds
shows
last year.
Much bigger, but we never headlined them before.
Is there a temptation when you do that kind of thing? You know, obviously there's only two of you. Is there a temptation to sort of change what you've done sort of year in, year out that works in a sort of small club environment? Or do you just say, you know, this is what we are?
For us, no. I think the biggest thing we ever did, we opened for Rage Against the Machine in Paris. It was like 30,000 people. And we've played a lot of festival stages that are up to sort of 10,000 or so people. A lot of support shows to like 5,000-6,000 people. And you know what? I've never felt like, oh man, we need something else here to make this come across. Well, it just took us a while to get used to the crowd being a bit further away. And actually, I think that's what makes our band very different, is that we don't use any tricks. It's totally real. There's no backing track, there's no clever lights and pyrotechnics, there's no extra musicians off stage or any, you know, there's no, it's just us two looking like we do, playing rock and roll songs.
Obviously, if your fans turned up as well, and you know, you've suddenly got like a dude in the back playing bass that's sort of,
yeah,
really dimly lit, you know, and then you've got sort of,
yeah, yeah,
glitter cannons going off, they're gonna sort of
it's
think,
gonna
hang
think
on a minute,
we suck, you know.
You've openly said, whether sort of, you know, like publicly announced it or you've mentioned it on Twitter, no UK shows this year until next
year.
Yeah,
we're really gonna cut back on touring this year because we want to spend those time, like we were just saying, experimenting, writing, jamming, yeah, collaborating with people, just whatever, really keep it free. And I think also, it's like we feel like we toured so much and we tour every year regardless of whether we have a record out or not. And it's good to go away. It's good to be like unavailable sometimes and make people excited about you when you come back again.
I spoke to you guys last 3 years ago, and since then I don't think there's been more than sort of 2 or 3 months between being able to go and see you somewhere,
yeah,
somewhere,
yeah,
within an hour, maybe,
yeah,
2 hours.
That's it, we're too easily accessible.
We're like the girlfriend that keeps phoning you back and then you're just like, why does she keep phoning me, man? She needs to chill out.
Yeah,
we're like that.
But we've had enough now, so we've been strong.
Yeah, so now we're going to be the person who doesn't call you for 3 days, and then you're really like, really wish you'd call me.
In terms of the US, are you looking to tour there again this year?
Because that's the only exception to the rule this year is the States, because we actually kind of need to go back. It's the first time we've had some momentum building up, like ever. And we've done one tour on this record, and the EP is just coming out, and the EP is getting really good reviews, and it's getting loads of exposure on. They're running loads of features and stuff on it. It'd be crazy not to go back. Strike while the iron's hot, kind
we really
of thing.
We want to go to South America as well, and like places basically like that that we haven't even done, you know, that we haven't been really.
So when we say we're not touring, we're actually probably going to do like 60 shows. But they just won't be in Europe.
Do you think you'll record out there? Obviously, you mentioned the success of recording an EP. Just
don't know. We haven't got any plans of recording. We've got plans for trying out stuff to record ourselves, like, and write demos and experiment to see what comes out of it. You never know. Stuff like that might end up on the record. Like our last demoing sessions, things ended up on In Time to Voices. Yeah, we got absolutely no idea. We've made no concrete plans for recording whatsoever.
Guys, thanks for joining me. The EP is out now. It's called Water, and give us one reason why you should buy it.
Because it'll make your stereo sound like it's broken.
Q Radio.